Next Organics.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemy scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Monday, January 23rd, 2012, and you have with you on this cold, snowy day in the state of Minnesota here, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they wish to call themselves, desire to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to see who we are online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Personally, if you'd like to check out my Facebook, go to Bradley Dean. That's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Check that out. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. Again, that's on Twitter, BradleyDean1. And again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, do give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. This, again, is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We are turning talk radio into do radio. And, folks, this up-and-coming election, again, just a reminder, especially for the new listeners, it's not about the survival of Obama. It's about the survival of America. And forget it not, folks, this guy is assaulting the American way of life every single day of the week. And why is he doing it? Because he's encouraged to, because most people just give him a pass and say, go ahead and do what you want to do. Folks, just for a little clarity, America, Obama is not America, and America is not Obama. I mean, I think everybody's got this figured out. I mean, he's attacking the Catholic Church now, him and Planned Parenthood. The UN, Planned Parenthood, is now attacking the Girl Scouts because they want, what would I say, they want their perverse members to be a part of it, and they also want to interject, you know, abort on demand, like, you know, the government has any business in that situation over there with the Girl Scouts. task else at all. It's just this sick, folks. Everything this man said he was going to do, he's done just the exact opposite. He's attacking who we are. And speaking of which, attacking who we are, this is all over the place right now. Ron Paul's Facebook page reports that his son, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, the guy that they probably shouldn't have picked on, but they did, right. So this is good for all of us, mm-hmm. is being held by the authorities at the National Airport in Nashville. Now, we've been there, three, four times over the last 2 months?
Yeah.
And, boy, I'll tell you what, they don't need to be putting their hands on anybody, folks. As a matter of fact, if I read the Fourth Amendment, they are violating the Constitution clearly, without dispute. It states the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against, against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Did you hear what I said? Shall not be violated. Here again, the government doesn't understand. No, shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause. In other words, folks, that you are suspect as a terrorist every time you go into an airport. But according to the governor in the state of Minnesota, it's a privilege for you to fly. But wait a second, it's still within the borders of the United States of America.
That's right.
So we have our rights. Our rights are not compartmentalized in America, folks. Let's keep that in mind here. I go on. It says, supported by an oath of or affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. I go back to Ron and his son, Rand. He's currently being detained by the TSA at the Nashville the airport, and I'll share more details as the situation unfolds, said Ron. He posted this on his Facebook this morning. Paul has called for an investigation of the Department of Homeland Security, and why wouldn't he? Mm-hmm. The Transportation Security Administration is a part of the Department of Homeland Security. Paul's staffer said TS agents would not let Paul walk back through the body scanner and were demanding, according to the staffer, a full body pat down. Ron Paul has tweeted about the incident. He said that there has been an anomaly with the body scanner. I spoke with him 5 minutes ago, said the Facebook, and he was detained indefinitely, they thought. Rand Paul spokesperson Maura Bagley said, according to Politico, the image scan went off. He refused the pat-down.
Mm-hmm. And what's wrong with that? Nothing.
He refused the pat-down. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't he refuse the pat-down? Just hang on a second here with me. Just think about this. We go through scanners. Mm-hmm. We put up our hands like we're under arrest.
Yep.
Why are we going through the scanner, folks, if they have to put their hands on us on the other side? And by the way, they're not doing this randomly anymore. They're continuously infringing upon your rights more and more. Folks, things are not getting better by you letting them do what they do in violation of who we are as a people on a daily basis. When you give them a pass, let me say this clearly. When you give them a pass today, you embolden them to come up with something tomorrow to violate your rights again. That's what Rand Paul is trying to demonstrate by his refusal of saying, no, you're not putting your hands on me. They don't need to put their hands on you. Now, speaking of which, when we were in Nashville, we seen them give a woman a pat down.
Yep.
If that was my wife would smack that woman in her face.
Give them a pat down.
Be putting her hands around her breasts like that? You have got to be out of your mind.
Yep.
They have no business putting their hands on you. They just want to see if they can put hands on you.
How far can we go?
That's exactly what it's all about, folks. And Rand Paul said, no, we're going to come back with violations right when we come back here. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Talking about the TSA. Detaining Rand Paul, probably the wrong guy to do it. He's calling for an investigation into Homeland Security, which is a branch. Actually, the TSA is a branch of Homeland Security. Hello. Folks, I have a list in front of me of these TSA screeners that are putting their hands on you and your wife and possibly your children, which they better not be doing, yeah? Or you, or your wife, might I add. But, folks, the list of sexual predators goes on and 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 on. One young lady named Nilda Marugame, a TSA worker at Laihu Airport, sued the TSA's governmental parent, the Department of Homeland Security, in federal court. Marugame claims a TSA investigator sexually assaulted her. This is kind of under their own. She says she is at least the third woman to report unwelcome sexual advances. Not the topic. Sorry, folks. Taking pictures of individuals going through the line and then find out the pictures are being downloaded for pedophiles. This is incredible, folks. I mean, what I'm reading right now is just absolutely incredible. But you have these boneheaded ignoramuses that forget about the price paid for the Constitution that say, oh, I feel safer when they put their hands on me and my wife. Mm-hmm. My gosh, folks, that is the definition of ignorance. There's a reason Rand Paul's calling for an investigation into these agencies. But, of course, and folks, for the sake of time, I'm not going to go through them all. Go online and check out these assaults, the predators that are being arrested for violations, And yet these people, you tell me, folks, and I'm dead serious in saying this. You can give me a call and tell me what you think. You tell me when you go through the line at the airport that any of them people that work for the TSA, you tell me where they look like they're sound. Give me a picture of one that looks like a sound individual. And the other thing is why would he or she want to put their hands on you in the first place? That's the real question. Why would they want to? When I was in Nashville coming through a couple weeks back, we went through these scanners. They were brand new. They just got there. And Nashville was usually pretty cool about it. They wouldn't put their meat hooks on you, right? But I went through it, and I thought, okay, cool. And right on the other side, I noticed a guy patting down everybody. He was looking for an excuse to put his hands on you to see if you would let him do it.
Mm-hmm.
In Minneapolis, on the way through, they have these new scanners now. And, folks, they're not randomly putting their hands on just anybody. They're putting their hands on everybody. I walked through the scanner. That's fine. I'll go through the scanner. When I went outside the scanner, there was a little screen there, and it showed two little spots. Folks, I didn't have anything on me. In other words, the machine's saying there's something on you, so they have a reason to put their hands on you. Jake asked the question when he went through and said, so how does this work? I thought you took a picture of me. Well, they only put their hands on you if something goes off in the scanner. So when I came out of it, the guy says to me, he goes, there's two spots where I need to check. I said, no, there's no two spots. I don't have anything on me. So I lifted my shirt up so he could see my six-pack.
Nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you say Hulk? Right? And I did it. And he said, no, put your shirt down. I said, you just said something was under my shirt. And I put my shirt down, and he put his hand on my stomach. I said, you don't need to be putting your hands on me, dude. There is no reason they're putting their hands on anybody, folks. There's no reason at all. It's there to dummy you down and see how far they can go and how much they can violate you before you actually stand up against it. And you have an individual named Rand Paul being an example to those in Congress that are saying, no, you're not putting your hands on me. And he's doing it because it's a part of who we are as the American people. They don't have any business putting their hands on you. None.
Period.
End of story. They are violating the Constitution of the United States every time they do it. And if you give them a pass on it, they're going to do it tomorrow in a greater degree. They're going to be stopping you out in the streets, Tennessee. Does that sound familiar? It didn't stop at the airport. Now they want to take it to arenas. Did you hear that, America? Now they want to take it to the Mall of America in Minneapolis. It sounds like the government's not doing their job, or the real question is, America, are they? Maybe they are doing
their
job to violate your rights, like Bill Clinton said, rather than to ensure your rights, which were given by God, said Thomas Jefferson. Which one will you have? They have no business. And when you begin to look at the record of the TSA, folks, you're going to think twice about them putting their hands on you or your wife. It's violating. It's unconstitutional. Let me say it this way. It's illegal. And when you go through that line, don't even tell me there's not some of those people that like doing their job. They like their job, folks, when they're violating you. Rand Paul said, no, you're not doing it. America, you say, no, you're not doing it.
That's right.
Well, then what do you got the screeners for? Well, what if something happens? That's when you say back, well, what are the screeners for then?
What's the point of the detector?
We did this all the way up until 2000, so now all of a sudden we need to have you put your hands on us because we might have something up our butts? Literally. The underwear bomber? They need an excuse, folks, to bring it to another degree. Oh, now we can see the body capsule. Good, that's what the scanner's for. If the scanner didn't catch it, you think your hands are going to catch it? I highly doubt it. Absolutely ridiculous. But here again, folks, this individual in the White House assaulting you on a daily basis sided with them, the TSA. Now with Rand Paul. Well, I'll tell you what, Obama, then why don't you go through the line?
Yeah.
Why don't you take your two little girls randomly and go through the line and have some creep put his stinking hands on your babies? or your wife. And then when you're done going through it after you're violated, say, oh, man, this is great, man. I feel so much safer. This is grand. This is ridiculous. And this is a brainwashing method, folks, to dummy you down to accept the government to violate you no matter where they want to violate you. That's what it's about. Do your homework and seek out history so it doesn't repeat itself, which, by the way, it is. It is. Did you see that lady they were violating when we went through the airport the last time? I couldn't even believe it.
No, they were over on my side asking me as I went through the scanner, can I look behind your neck? I have short hair. I had a short sleeve shirt on. She wanted to look behind my neck because there might be something. I said, what do you need to look behind my neck for?
Yeah.
Well, just had to see that.
Yeah, they were troubleshooting because their eyes couldn't show you
exactly
what was behind your neck.
I'm 6'2". I got a long neck. It's pretty easy to see. I don't have a gun strapped to my neck. They're just looking for an excuse or a reason to touch you, to say something to you, to make sure that you know that they're in charge. And folks, they're not in charge.
That's right.
And you need to let them know.
But just keep in mind, folks, the borders are wide open.
Oh,
and this administration is suing any government or governor that tries to do what they are supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I got.
Remember when I asked the question? The government's not doing their job. Their purpose is to enforce the law, not the laws that they create, which the TSA is.
You know, I got a good idea. We can take all of our TSA agents, stick them down on the border. You know what, though?
Mm-hmm.
Probably 5/6 of those people would quit because they would crap their pants if they were ever confronted with somebody who was actually serious with them, which is why you need to be serious with them, because that's why they're able to do what they do. And don't think for a minute that they're going to stop. It's going to keep going and going and going. The abuses are going to keep growing until you say, they're not.
You're being assaulted daily, folks. Now, they're assaulting the Catholic Church. They're saying you're going to do this.
Yep.
The Catholic Church is saying you're bullying us. Well, that's all he's been doing since day one.
Yep.
And the only reason he's bullying anybody is because you're sitting down
and
letting him do it.
That's right. You let them get past step one, don't think they're going to stop there. They're going to go to step two, three, four, until you say no, like Rand Paul did. The scanner went off. He said, I'll go through the scanner again.
That's right.
They said, no, we need to pat you down. He said, no, you don't. I'll go through the scanner again. And just like you said, how in the world, if a metal detector doesn't catch it, how do you think your hands are going to catch
totally
it through the clothes? This makes no sense. It's like when you go to Disney parks, and they have those fat old guys that are retired with little sticks saying, I want to look through your bag. It's a mental thing. They're trying to scare people to think that they're actually secure. That's
totally
all it is a conditioning thing.
That's all it is.
They're not going to catch any bad guys with their sticks.
Said Adolf Hitler to his people when he came up with something called Fatherland Security.
So familiar.
But no, that'll never happen on our watch.
Not in America.
Yeah.
Just look at these TSA agents and you tell me, just like you said.
I'm more appalled by the silence of men. That's what I'm appalled by. Watching their families being violated by these absolute perverts, and it's been proven time and time and time again, but yet they're going to do it again tomorrow because you know why? The American people are going to let them do it. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 3-3-0-7-4-7, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake pay such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Talking about the TSA, up in Baltimore there, another Transportation Security Administration officer is out on bail after he was arrested and charged with child pornography. Michael Scott Wilson, 41, has been suspended from his duties following the arrest. Wilson was charged with possession and distribution of child pornography after agents searched his home. Upright standing.
Yeah, that's a guy
citizen,
that you want to have. Yeah.
Ricky German was convicted. Another TSA agent, a screener, was convicted on October 6th in federal court. German was found guilty of one count of theft, one count of civil rights violations, and one count of making a false statement in connection with the theft of a passenger's $1,200 laptop. By the way, I got mine ripped off from the TSA out of Memphis probably about 8 years ago. Sent in a claim form. They denied all accounts. Mm-hmm. But yet it went through
somebody else.
Isn't that interesting? It went through their process of screening, but they weren't responsible when my computer was missing. Mm-hmm. But this individual, Ricky German, was convicted for theft, stealing a passenger's $1,200 laptop that was left on the counter. Video surveillance clearly showed German taking the laptop and throwing away identifying paperwork. Folks, literally, line upon line upon line upon violation upon violation upon violation of the TSA towards you, the public.
Mm-hmm. And why? Because the public will allow it. And when the public stops allowing it, it will stop.
It's going to stop. The scanners are good enough, folks. Mm-hmm. Listen to this piece, folks. This is Jay the Clown Carney speaking for the clown Obama. The greatest ventriloquist known to George, mankind, sorry about that.
Yeah, but careful when you talk about
that. Listen to what Jay said, and listen to how politically correct he is in his speech.
As you may have heard, Senator Rand Paul had an incident today at the Nashville Airport with the TSA. His father, Ron Paul, has issued a statement saying, The police state in this country is growing out of control, and one of the embodiments of this is the TSA.
Yes, it is.
Well, what I can tell you is that when an irregularity is found during the TSA screening process, it must be resolved prior to allowing a passenger, any passenger, to proceed to the secure area of the airport. Passengers who refuse to complete the screening process cannot be granted access to the secure area in order to ensure the safety of others traveling.
It's always in the name of safety for you folks.
The passenger triggered an alarm during routine airport screening but refused to complete the screening process in order to resolve the issue. Passengers, as in this case, who refuse to comply with security procedures are denied access to the secure gate area. In this case, the passenger was escorted out of the screening area by local law enforcement. It's my understanding he is now rebooked and passed through security without incident. And
without incident? How does he claim without incident, folks? What is he talking about then if there was no incident?
Forget about the flight miss and the fact that you're detaining him. What is an incident anyways? I wonder what Carney feels an incident is.
I don't know. And what's interesting about it is these people behind this clown, they have to be completely thinking the American people are about the stupidest people I've ever seen due to the fact that we are attacking governors throughout the country. Well, their borders are wide open saying to the illegals, come in, please, so you can vote for us in 2012. But we're violating you, the public, within the United States.
And if it was about safety, then in the world?
Thank you.
Are we looking at your mom's dads and grandmothers and spades? Matter of fact, we walked after we got up the airport. I think this was in Nashville.
Yeah.
And there was a TSA agent walking next to us. Kind of, anyways, he was walking
there. You shared with us a couple weeks ago, but
and
yeah.
I just said to him, so how many TSA people are working at this airport? I mean, what's the force here? What's the bureaucracy? Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. We walked by. I accepted. He said, oh, there's about 300 of us here. I said, really, 300? This is a lot of people.
Folks, he was dripping creep.
And here he is saying to us, 300 people. And then I said to him, he brought up the fact, he said most of it's management. And as you see, you know, when you walk through the airport, just, folks, really, seriously, look at them.
Demigods.
Just look at
them.
They're
on power trips, folks.
Tell me they're normal.
They love what they do.
You can count on one hand the normal ones
see. And I'm 6'5", and I got hair all the way back down to my buttocks. And I'm telling you what, I let those boys know they better just back up.
Take your hands off of me.
Seriously.
Now, this
and I'm not being Mr. Tough Guy, but I am saying, again, they're violating the law.
Listen, God puts something in a man. It's called a conscience. He knows, and he's sensitive to it. When somebody crosses that line of conscience, people are going to react. That's why our founders wrote the Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment, for example, and said, here's where the lines of conscience are. Don't cross these lines. I put it in man, and man will retaliate. Folks, that's what they push you to do. Yeah. They really do. Yeah. They push you to do that. You say something, they want to get a step higher than you. So this man says, well, it's mostly management that's working. So number one, this is a gigantic bureaucracy. That's what it's about. These scanners, guess what? Companies got to purchase these. The federal government buys it on your tax dollars.
Guess who sold them? George Soros.
Of course.
Yes, and the other thing is, folks, is airports don't have to have the TSA.
No, they don't.
So
the airport, as a private enterprise, invites the TSA to come in because it takes off the bills. However, you see where commerce starts to work with government, then you have mandated requirements, and then free enterprise now becomes government enterprise, which is what you have the TSA. So a majority of them are management. Folks, you need to say something to TSA people when you go through. These people need to feel uncomfortable. You're not the one that should feel uncomfortable. So I said to the man, oh, okay, so your bosses make you guys put your hands all over everybody, violate their rights. And he kind of chuckled and smiled and said, yeah, there's no approval to get into being a TSA. There's no scanning.
Here.
There's no screening. There's no special education. These people want their job.
I'll prove it right now. We've all heard about the elderly lady dying of leukemia whose diaper the TSA inspected.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma.
Yeah, that's necessary.
No, dude. That makes me indignant. That jacks me up. When I see them do that, they will single out the grandma or grandpa. I see them do this quite a bit.
Yeah.
And the survivor of bladder cancer, whom the TSA soaked in his own urine twice, and two separate incidents when screeners manhandled him, each time he pleaded with them not to break the seal on his urinary bag.
Mm-hmm.
Each time, they ignored him.
Yep.
Folks, what is it about? You tell me. 1-877-807-9977.
Let's hear it.
Last call out, 1-877-807-9977. This one really gets me, guys. It really, listen, abortion, homosexuality, this TA, this administration, I've had it. Mm-hmm. And I've had it since day one because I seen it for what it was the day that he took office.
That's right.
Attack America and its foundations and its people at all costs. And what we'll do is we'll use Planned Parenthood. We'll use the homosexualists.
Yep.
We'll use the TSA. We'll use Homeland Security. We'll just use my administration and we'll attack everybody that doesn't, listen carefully, agree with me.
Mm-hmm. So here you have Planned Parenthood, example, TSA. Who are some other organizations that tie themselves in with this administration? Just think about them. Now, when you go to a fair, for example, and you see the family booth set up, do you ever see the TSA booth?
No.
Do you ever see the Planned Parenthood booth?
No.
Do you ever see any anti-family or pro-gay booths?
No. No.
But these
say
are
that
the
again.
These are the,
no.
These are
no.
the type of cloth that this president chooses to put on his coats. Planned Parenthood, the pro-gay lobby, TSA members.
Nobody.
He ties himself with this, the most un-American, reprobate dredges of this earth, the scum of the earth, and that's who he sets himself up with, and he says, God bless America.
Okay, and let me show you the effectiveness of the TSA. I just thought about this. Mm-hmm. I'm slowing down for
there's
reason.
There's got to be a reason they have
people need to draw. Yes, there is. There's got to be a reason that we have the TSA, folks.
Yeah, they got to be stopping worldwide terror.
This is what the TSA has to show for, folks. Not one single terrorist has been caught anywhere at any time by anyone that the TSA has employed. Not one. But they have violated millions and millions of mothers, fathers, grandpas, grandmas, uncles, aunts, cousins, and little boys and little girls. Isn't it interesting? And we have found out through the process that we are dealing with criminals that work with them.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? So there is some good in all this, America.
And then they can buy some criminals to represent them out on the Hill. And then Obama can put his arm around him and everything's cool because we have diplomatic immunity.
It's going to be hard to throw old Barney, isn't it?
Here's a question on the TSA. Okay, so they've never captured a terrorist. So we live in Minnesota. And apparently, I never watched a game, period, but our poor Vikings got beat almost every game this year. I think they won two. Now, I don't know, but I think of the people in America, when it comes to their entertainment, they will not tolerate a coach who loses two games. They will fire that coach and get him out because what's near and dear to their heart is a winning football team.
Yes.
Yet the TSA takes millions, hundreds of millions of dollars,
yep.
violates hundreds of millions of people.
Yep,
and yet they don't accomplish
through their taxes.
What they say that you're, they're going
you're,
to.
You're paying for your own violations.
Folks. Oh yeah. When he puts his hands on you and he gets a feel, or when they get a picture, folks.
Yes.
You paid for it too.
I will tell you though, one thing the TSA has caught and detained,
mm-hmm.
Rand Paul.
Sure did.
A congressman
mm-hmm.
from its own government.
Yep. And why? Why?
Wow.
Why? Oh, their own government.
Yes.
Why did they catch him? Because he wouldn't go through a physical pat-down with somebody's hands.
Someone in government that actually abides by the Constitution that has been written and ratified by millions of men and women.
So this
for
is
me
good.
And you.
So the TSA catches people that abide by the law.
Yes.
But they can't catch people that break the law.
No, they don't want to catch people that break the law.
So it's not about people breaking the law, terrorism.
No, it's about a dummying down.
Gotcha.
It's about empowering the lowlife
mm-hmm.
to violate
That's right.
at every turn the American people. And you better let us. Here's that bullying again, folks. Who's doing the bullying? You better do it our way or else we're going to detain you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Really? I just paid $300 for an airplane ticket and you're going to violate me as I walk through here? When you don't need to, or should you be allowed or mandated by anybody to put your hands on me? Wow, it's amazing, folks, what the American people will tolerate. And everybody says, oh, Bradley's so condemning. No. Men that hate the light, those are the ones that are condemned. Those that love the truth, get it, and they act upon it. You got Bradley and Jake. We're coming right back after this break.
The The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to The Righteous Rebellion.
Oh.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Oh, there's a flag up.
The views expressed on this program.
He's a terrorist.
A rebellious.
He's a terrorist. A terrorist now is being defined as anybody that believes in the Constitution, folks.
Ooh.
And their rights, and that the government works for them rather than we work for the government.
On the soil of America.
And submit to everything they say because they don't know better.
That's right.
Listen, you're dealing with the people that will not be ruled by law,
mm-hmm.
and they know better, and we've been around for 235 years,
seems to
the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind. By the way, the end of the Constitution says the year of our Lord.
Mm.
Well, so we get those rights from God. We've talked about that 100 times.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? The gates of hell shall not prevail.
That's right.
And so when I say righteous
offense.
Rebellion, it's righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience to God and resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
That's right.
Said
Thomas Jefferson?
No, he said it. Not that way.
Mr. Wycliffe?
Ben Franklin? The way Wycliffe said it was great.
Yeah. He would know, too.
Oh, my gosh. He died for
it. Talk about a righteous rebellion right there.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, if I remember correctly, in the Bible, because the Bible can teach us everything we need to know about what's going on right now, especially in this Christian nation.
Is that why tyrants didn't like the Geneva Bible, by the way.
Those study notes just got
yes,
in the way.
Did. Yes, they did, and it's a great point. Folks, did you know that tyrants did not want citizens reading the Geneva Bible because of the notes that were inscripted in that book that warned them of tyrants and how they would act and what they would do against them in violation of God's laws?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
As a matter of
fact,
when Cromwell beheaded that good steward, Cain. We're calling him right now, folks. Cromwell, after he beheaded that Stuart King tried to appeal to all of Europe on this level. Europeans were ruled by kings at that particular time, which was tyranny of a king over the multitude of people. And he said, your empires are threatened. Why? Because they didn't believe that the common man could actually govern himself.
Yeah.
No. They lusted after their power. They wanted their power. And they saw that Christian godly men withstood that power and said, no, God created all men equal. Therefore, we can be governed by our own.
Speaking of Oliver Cromwell and Charles Stuart, the king,
yes,
that Oliver Cromwell dealt with appropriately and righteously.
Mm-hmm.
They called him the protector of England, Ireland, and Scotland. Charles Stuart usurped the rights of the people.
Yes.
He used foreign people against his own people, just like King George that our forefathers resisted. By any means necessary, these tyrants. He believed that he was above the people and he didn't have to submit to any law, and that was the problem. Can I ask you something? Charles Stuart even got rid of the parliament because they weren't working for him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What are all these czars doing? What's with
they're
these
working are? For the people.
But wait a second. Those aren't congressmen and women.
No, they're working for the people, though.
Which people? That's exactly right.
Whose people?
Yeah.
Planned Parenthood. Whose people do they work for?
Huh. Isn't that what King George did when he got spoilers to swarm
and
eat out the substance of the people of the colonies?
Yep,
because they questions. Wouldn't submit?
He needed
Man,
those questions.
This, boy, I'll tell you what. When you read that Declaration of Independence, Jake, it's all there.
A lot familiar, huh?
Boy, oh boy,
and
oh boy,
you apply
oh
Charles I, who created its own church called the Church of England, didn't have the church and state separated. He ruled them both. Now he's getting beat by the people. Who does he appeal to?
That's right.
The Pope, the greatest tyrant in the world that he claimed to hate. These wicked criminals have no boundaries. They have no principles.
Yeah.
Their only principle is my will at all costs.
That's right.
And
that's what defines a tyrant.
That is.
Yes.
My will at all costs. Jeroboam in the Bible, again, there's nothing new under the sun. When he became wicked and tyrannical because he departed from God and God's commandments, he wouldn't be ruled by God. God interfered with his tyranny.
That is the wicked definition, by the way, scripturally, is when a man departs from God.
Yep.
David said, I have not wickedly departed from my God.
Amen.
That's right.
And so that standard being held in front of this king, he returned not from his evil way, the Bible says.
Yes.
How do you deal with a tyrant? Well, take a look at what Cromwell did.
That's right.
That's going too far. Was it? Did it liberate that nation?
Yes, it
did. Did it send tremors? And did that not start? Was that not a catalyst to America's liberation? We don't need to cut people's heads off.
The reason they
did removed.
The reason Cromwell did that is because he seen that he was using foreigners to be used against his own people, so the king could have it his way at all costs.
That king was a murderer.
Yeah,
he was. And what happens to a murderer?
Treason.
There's a
treachery.
Law. That's exactly right.
And treachery means unfaithfulness in oath.
Mm-hmm. And committing war against your own people is how it's defined in our Constitution.
Hey.
Let me ask you, what's happening?
Just hang on a second. This is Jason's show.
Oh, that's right.
Dude.
Jason,
you got Bradley and Jake calling in from Tennessee. How are you, brother?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just had to stop Jake because he's just rambling on.
You
got to
forgive me, Jason.
And I had to tell him, Jason, this is my show, not your show. But we want to give you the last word, Jason.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing good. I'm really worked up on this topic because the last time I went through the airport, the last couple times, there was absolutely no reason for them guys to even be putting their claws or their meat hooks on me, but they were looking for an excuse, and they weren't just doing it randomly like they say they are. They were doing it to everybody that walked through the scanner. And it's like the public at large does not know what you're doing right now, but let me tell you what, they do now.
That's right.
My thing is, what do we need to do as a people? Do we need to absolutely inundate our court systems with lawsuits against these individuals that are doing this?
I think they want to be in the courts. Jason, just a great point. Mm-hmm. You know, Martin Luther King, he was asked by Johnson, let's go back to the civil rights issue, which was an issue of law, not color. But let's go back there just for a minute. Kennedy asked, both Kennedy brothers, John and Robert, asked Martin Luther King, will you just keep it in the courts? Listen carefully to what the government is saying. Just keep it into the courts. You know what Martin Luther King responded with, Jason? He said, no, I must take it to the people. I must take it to the people. I must stay public, and I must let them know as to what their government is promulgating against them. And that's how Martin Luther King won the day. Keep it public.
Keep
it in the light. Yep.
So when you go through, when you go through these, now to file a suit, that's not necessarily bad, but don't think that's the answer to the question. The answer is when we get it out publicly. An example, during the trial of Charles Stewart, which we were just talking about Cromwell, I don't know if you caught that, but during the trial, Charles Stewart wanted to talk, but not in front of the people.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to just address Parliament. In other words, what he said is, hey, you know what? If we're going to have a, let's just say that two people get together, they're going to have a game, and they say, well, I will play you, but only if I get to choose the referees.
That's what he was doing.
Civil servants don't get to do that. The referee is you and us.
And that's what czars are, by the way.
The more stays in the, listen, if people didn't tolerate it at the airports, they did what Rand Paul just did. Just an example, okay? Just an example. They said, no, you're not putting your hands on me. All of a sudden, airports started getting backed up and shut down. Kind of like public schools. Parents would pull their kids. Say they just took a week and said, you know what? We're pulling our kids until our school systems get straightened out.
Yeah.
Pull them up for a week. It would shut down. You go to the TSA and you say, nobody's putting their hands
on
me.
Slow down, Jake. Slow down, Jake. Jason, yeah. Jason, just hang on a second. I'm going to let you get the last word in here, hopefully.
All right.
Okay, now hang on a second. Jake, slow down a little bit. A mass exodus from mm-hmm. public schools would shut down the system. You need to understand that, folks. Don't complain about the school system, because if you pulled your kids out, it would change the course of our school system, and it would only take 1 week, literally.
And just take a day going through the TSA. No, you're not putting your hands on me.
Absolutely. Right. That way, but my point 50 is, people is that they're already violating laws that are already on the books. I mean... sexual exploitation of a child physically. Yep. I mean,
so lawsuits do play a part of that.
Your pants. I mean, they're already violating laws that are already there on the books.
Yeah.
And lawsuits will play a part with that. You can take legal action. All I'm saying is that you don't stop with that legal action. You go and put it into. Now, just an example again. If you look at what MLK did, MLK filled those jail cells full of people. He shut them down.
That resisted tyrannical law.
For what's right. Yeah. Because the law was already written, all men are created equal, right? Don't know what more we need. I don't know why the South didn't get the signal on certain things, but they didn't. So what he did is he said, well, I will march then, and I will go to jail if that's what it takes. And when people get to the point where, you know what, I'm so irate, it doesn't matter anymore. This is right. I'm willing to suffer for it now. I'm willing to suffer for it. That's really the point where it comes to. I'm willing to suffer for it. That's when things change, because then government, whether they be tyrants, whether they be the devil himself, realizes I can't do business this way anymore. I need to change my conduct.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to send the signal, is that they need to change their conduct. We're not changing ours. So to answer your question, is a lawsuit right? Yes. Once they get so many lawsuits that it's shutting down the court system.
And that's happening.
Absolutely. Yeah. Once they get so many, then they're going to say, we've got to do something different here. Once they get so many people that do what Rand Paul just did today, so many people missing their flights, they're so backed up because no one will allow any of the TSA agents to put their hands on it, they're going to have to get back, just like you do in free enterprise, figure out what's wrong. I need customer base here. And that's what's going to happen with our government.
Jason, you got 15 seconds. You got the last word, brother.
Hey, anybody that chooses to fly, I haven't flown since 2009. I was lucky enough not to have been groped, not to have gone through x-ray machines.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody that does choose to fly, look these goons in the eyes.
Yes.
Right.
Stare them down. Hey, ask them, hey, what are you doing? You're going to put your hands on me? Let's stand up. Let's fight. You guys keep up the good time.
Jason, we're going to put you on hold. We got a free gift for you, bro. Thank you for your call.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. And hopefully, you know what? I'm sure we'll be assaulted tomorrow too, folks. But in process, me and Jake, we got our dukes up. The question is, do you?